40 and finally brought down at the 43-yard line. A 23-yard carry brought down by Anthony Sweeney, first and 10 for the Pirates.
Well, keep in mind, the Pirates are going to spread out this Bearcat defense. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, and two running backs, one on each side, keeping Shelkey company. But the one to his right is the name to remember. That is Cole Anderson, number 32. He takes the read option handoff around the left end and is able to turn on the afterburners upfield for a big gain on the first play of the down for the Pirates.
First and 10. This is another handoff. This one's to number 10, Tyler Burkhardt. He's out for about 6 yards across midfield, about a foot into ugly territory. Second down in less than four to go.
Again, Tyler Burkhardt, basically the same play, run the opposite direction. Tyler Burkhardt and James Shelkey run read option. It was easy. Shelkey let it go. Burkhardt takes the football around the right end this time, turns it upfield, and gets six, seven yards anyways. Easy on first down. Second and short now for the Pirates.
Arbor Beach sending two wide to the right, one to the left, splitting the hash marks. Shelkey in the shotgun, running back to either side of him. He's going to keep this one for himself, diving around the left end of the line. He's to the 45, to the 40, and runs out of bounds at the 38-yard line, but we more than likely are going to have a hold or a block in the back held against Harbor Beach's left side of the line as James Shelkey was open free. And this is going to be marched back.
Yeah, it was right there in front of us. Clark Robert Emmings going to get nailed with a block in the back. He was trying to seal the end for James Shelkey. He certainly did that, but unfortunately the Bearcat defender got inside of him and he pushed him down and hit him at the back where he could clearly see the back jersey numbers. Easy, easy call there for the Stripes.
So the official is still squaring this one away, and this is a block in the back against Harbor Beach. And this will be from the spot of the foul. 10 yards. This pushes the Harbor Beach back to their own 43-yard line. So it'll be a second down, repeat the down, and 12 to go. First down markers at the ugly 47-yard line.
Yeah, you can see what Robert Emming trying to do is trying to seal the end so that Shelkey could get to the sideline. Is exactly what he did, but a block in the back will back that big gain up 10 yards.
Two, three trips to the right, one to the left, working off that left half. Shelkey, one man in the backfield with him. Burkhardt, and it's a screen pass to the right, is caught, and he's diving out to the midfield for about a 7-8 yard completion. Out of the bottom of that pile will be number 16, Nathan Seaman. And third down and manageable now, third down and four.
Now again, the Bearcats, not a team that likes to defend the pass. They're better at defending the run. So when you spread them out, you can see soft coverage. They're giving these Harbor Beach wide receivers 5, 6, 7 yards of cushion. So Harbor Beach does what they do best. They just sling it out there and use the other two receivers as lead blockers in the screen pass and get over half of the yardage back from that penalty.
From midfield, no score yet. 5 minutes left in the first quarter, and Harbor Beach runs it on third down and four. Hands it off to Anderson. He's across the 45, down to the 44. He needed 4 yards. He got six. Tackle made by Skyler Lasoski. First and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates, moving the chains into ugly territory.
And nice tackle by Skyler Lasoski, but it's too late as Cole Anderson finds his way for that extra yard to get the first down as Harbor Beach survives the penalty. Fresh set of downs now as they move into ugly territory.
First and 10 from the 44-yard line of ugly. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Two men in the backfield, Shelkey and shotgun, and passes it to number 12. It's caught. Michael Anderson spins out of his first attempted tackle, gets across the 45, and gets just to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. And Lasoski and Cameron Peruski on the tackle, out for 1 yard on the completion. Second down and 9.
At James Shelkey trying to get the ball quickly, but remember, the left-hander has to turn his body all the way around, set his feet, throw the football. The play was probably, the ball took 3 or 4 seconds, too long to get to the sideline. Michael Anderson wasn't able to catch it and look upfield to try and make a guy miss. So instead, it's a very short gain and good coverage by the Bearcat defense.
Second down, 8 to go. Shelkey in the shotgun. He's up to Tyler Burkhardt from the right side. Find a gap and it's blocked over the 40-yard line. Lasoski tackled in. And Anthony Sweeney made the stop after 4-yard gain for Burkhardt and the Pirates. Third down and 6 to go for Harbor Beach at the ugly 40-yard line. No score. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left in the first quarter.
A couple of early tackles for Lasoski. He's going to be crucial for that Bearcat defense as he's playing linebacker position, follow the read option of what the Harbor Beach Pirates are trying to do. Whether Shelkey keeps it or hands it off to one of those explosive running backs, it's going to be his job to keep an eye on it. That play, he was all over it. Makes a nice tackle. Third down and 5, maybe 6 now for the Pirates as they're going to bring trips to the left and a wide receiver out by himself to the right.
Shelkey in the shotgun. looking to pass to his right, lets this one fly down the far sideline, has him, and it is caught at the 10-yard line, and he brings it down at the 8. Nice reception from Nathan Seaman. He got up limping a little bit. Mijak in coverage. A beautiful pass from James Shelkey, the senior, and hits number 16, the sophomore Nathan Seaman, 6 foot, 160-pound receiver, to move the chains into the red zone of Ubley.
At Harbor Beach, that's what they love to do, is spread out this defense. They know it's one-on-one coverage. They know the defensive back to the Bearcats are smaller than their receivers, and a little pump fake, stop-go route down the sideline, and Seaman's able to beat Mijak down the sideline and break a big catch now as the Pirates knocking on the door here in the first quarter.
First and goal from the 8-yard line. Shane Shelkey keeps her himself. He dives through about 4 tackles, and he's down to the 1-yard line. A 7-yard gain when they needed 8 for a score. James Shelkey in first and goal gets him all the way down to the 1-yard line.
James Shelkey, a difference maker for the Pirate offense. That play was going nowhere fast, and a change of direction made a guy miss, and Shelkey's able to find his way right down inside the 1-yard line. Again, on a play where he should have gone nowhere, he finds a way to make something out of nothing. Bearcats now on the edge of their heels as the Pirates, again, inside the 1-yard line looking to score first.
James Shelkey in the T formation, 3-man backfield at the 1-yard line of Upley, trying to score first here. And it's a handoff right up the middle, and he's in for the score. Peterson marches in, and the Pirates strike first blood. With 2 minutes and 1 second left in the first quarter, Harbor Beach marches 80 yards down the field for the score. It is Harbor Beach 6, Upley nothing.
Fullback dive in the I formation, handed it off to their more powerful back, Cole Anderson, and he's able to take the ball and dive into the end zone. And the Pirates strike first now. Bearcats going to have to see if they can answer the call here. Never know with the Harbor Beach Pirates. Are they going to line up for the extra point or go for two?
Looks like they're going for two on this one, knowing that Upley will go for two as well. Receiver wide each way. Two to the left, in fact. Shelkey in the shotgun. One man on either side of him, keeping him company. He's going to keep it for himself, and he's held up at the 3-yard line. Pitches out backwards. It hits the turf way back at the 8-yard line. Burkhardt has to pick it up, and he's forced out of bounds at the 11. A broken play results in a no conversion on the 2-point conversion. So Harbor Beach leads 6-0 with 2 minutes and 1 second left in the first quarter right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Have you wanted to step up to the latest Galaxy 8 or 8 Plus smartphone, but are afraid of the price? Well, it's time to hurry to Thumb Cellular. For a limited time only, at all locations of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, get the best savings on the latest smartphone on the market. The Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus are now $200 off. This fantastic deal is for a limited time only and only at Thumb Cellular. Stop in and get the latest and greatest Android phone, the Samsung Galaxy 8 or 8 Plus, at deep discounted pricing. The Samsung Galaxy S8, which is normally $429, is now only $229. And the 8 Plus, regularly priced at $529, is now just $329. Also get 20% off cases on any 8 phone. That's right, any phone case for any 8 phone is 20% off now through October 31st. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and get yourself the new top-of-the-line Android phone. Then you'll know why Thumb Cellular is truly the talk of the thumb. Terms of service apply.
Harbor Beach strikes first, 10 minutes into the ball game, and it's 6-0 Harbor Beach. Kendall Gettner's kick comes down to the 9-yard line, scooped up by Upley, marching forward across the 20, still on his feet to the 30. And Keller's out, brought down at the 34-yard line, brought down by Cole Anderson. 35-yard line is where Upley will start their drive, 65-yard field to work with. They have a minute 55 left in the first quarter. They trail 6-0 to Harbor Beach.
Well, so far, Harbor Beach, very impressive, surviving the long drive of the Bearcats in the first quarter here. Pirates able to answer the call with the help of a holding call. They get the football, and their offense drives 80 yards down the field, no problem at all, and puts the points on the board first. Bearcats now knocked down. We'll see if they can get up and get back in this game and tie it up.
Working out of the wing tee to the right. Mijak is under center. Two men backfield and a wing back to the right. It's a handoff right in the middle. Flags are flying. The pass handoff to Casey Sweeney. And he's brought down. Forward progress has him out to about the 39-yard line. Tackle made by Wushlager. And we'll see what the flag is here. More than likely, according to, I'd like to believe it's a